Pete, give me just a second here. I'd like to have you all, if you would, please, salute the stage crew and the sound company here with a round of applause. Long, hard days. And my friend Nancy over there, who's doing the talking for those of you who can hear it that way, okay? And just before I get started and pass the ball to Pete, who's so able at hosting these things, I would like to do two things for those of you who love that porcupine quill hat that I've been wearing for a long time. I'm debuting a brand new hat today, okay? This is the Billy Preston hat, and I just brought it home from Turkmenistan. You'll give me just a second, I'll get it ready for you, okay?
Drum roll, please.
Thank you. And if I could channel the Beatles for one moment and say, what should an announcer say about this workshop? I would say, Pete, that the best song to channel would be, please don't be low. Please don't you be very low.
Or it won't be
long, phone
yeah.
you.
Pete Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
The holes were rather small.
2008. It's amazing the Beatles created so much energy. We're kind of still running on it now. Please welcome to the stage the Fab Two, Narissa and Katrina the Neils. The Fab Two and a Half.
That was my first Falcon Ridge moment of the year. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so happy to be here with my sister. On Wednesday night, she called me up and said, the contractions are 5 minutes apart, and they hurt. And I said, okay, it's gonna be okay. I can do it, I'll figure out Falcon Ridge. You just worry about the baby, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. Okay, talk to you later. I got the phone and I went, oh my God, what am I gonna do? But it'll be okay, because the Kennedys will be there. And Dara will be there, and Gandalf Murphy will be there. It's gonna be fine. But I am really happy that Nuris is here.
But if anyone out there is a midwife, could you see me backstage afterwards?
Just in case.
Just in case. Could I have a little more of voice and guitar in this wedge right here?
So we started like at the end. Close to the end, not close.
I call that middle. That's it's, like
yeah, you're
that's
right,
like
you're
high
right.
Noon of the Beatles.
Okay, so we're going back to like 10 a.m.
Check.
Please play if you feel like it.
But we're not telling you what key it's in. If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before and I found that love is more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you will love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide. If I give you too, oh please don't hurt my pride like her, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain and I would be sad if I
Katrina and whoever. The dynamic trio. That the end of that song is the point in Help when the evil terrorist finished sawing around Ringo's drums and he falls down. Remember that? There'll be a quiz on all the details of Beatles movies afterwards. No, it's in Help.
Yeah, I remember. In the movie, John had this.
No, that's this four. We've already got a controversy brewing about Beatle movies. There's never any controversy about the end of Magical Mystery Tour because no one has ever watched it all the way through. Please welcome to the stage the pride of the Hudson Valley, Gandalf Murphy, in this one. Brilliant Saturday!
Amazing already, right? Like what they did the first song, that was like, we're there already. We're in Pepperland.
Circus of Dreams. It's perfect song for you guys. I think we'll just keep going around in the same order. I'm sure you've noticed already that everybody's jamming with everybody else. That's kind of the nature of Beatles songs. They're in all of our DNA. And when we hear somebody doing a Beatles song, we all just naturally join in. So we want you guys to feel free to do that, which I'm sure you are.
I don't think we'll be able to stop them.
Yeah, we won't be able to stop you anyway. So go ahead and sing along. Please welcome our brand new favorite here at Falcon Ridge, Mr. Joe Crookston.
Thank you so much. This is an old obscure Beatles tune that never was. It's called Junk, and I learned it off of a demo, and then Paul McCartney recorded it. And I just have to say that I've been coming to Falcon Ridge 4 years, looking at these characters on stage, and now to be up here with you all is a great honor. I'm psyched to be playing here. Thank you so much. This is Junk. It's in the great folk key of A flat.
Oh, my.
Motor cars, handlebars, bicycles for two. Broken-hearted jubilee. Motor cars, handlebars, bicycles for two. Memories of me and you. Motor cars, handlebars, bicycles for two. Broken-hearted
Crookston. Our next guest has been coming to Falcon Ridge since he was about 7 years old, which would be about 2-3 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. He's been called the new Dylan, the new Springsteen, the new Beatles, the new Mozart, the new Brian Wilson. He's all of these and more because he is his own man. A man whose haberdashery is exceeded only by his songwriting. He's a great new talent, and it's so refreshing, and it's just a delight to see him featured here at Falcon Ridge. Please welcome Mr. Anthony DaCosta.
Get back to where you once belonged.
it back, Sharky.
Yourselves. Look at the person next to you. It's so cool. You're all here for some songs. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay. Everybody get back. Get back.
Songwriter and an expert at improvising after forgetting the words to the third verse. Busted! But that's the nature of this whole thing. It's really like jamming in somebody's backyard, except it's really, really big. Our next act totally rocks the cello. Don't forget, water. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated all day. Drink more water than you think you need, and put on more sunscreen than you think you need. Please be doing all that stuff all day long. Rocking the cello. Please welcome Lindsay Mack.
Thank you. Well, I'm pretty shocked to be here for many reasons. One, as you can imagine, the genre I grew up learning as a kid wasn't exactly the Beatles. It had to do with Mozart and Beethoven more. So one thing I ran into when I was in high school is all of my friends would go to these jam sessions, and I felt a little left out. I was kind of the classical nerd. So what I did is once I started playing the cello like this, I decided, if you can't beat them, join them. And I started and ended with the song that it feels like everyone starts on the guitar. And so my forgiveness goes out to all the guitar players who can kick this song better than I can. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You
birds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly.
The minds are blown. That was so cool. I hope somebody videotaped that and gets Lindsay's permission to put it on YouTube, because I picture like Sir Paul finding out about it and checking it out, and like you'll get the phone call and he'll go, "We have to jam together," because that's just way too cool. That's, I visualized that whole thing while you were doing that. It's so cool that we have some of the Falcon Ridge standbys up here and a bunch of new blood, which is such a wonderful, wonderful thing here. There's a lot of exciting new talent happening. Here's a guy who's got a great buzz going all across the Northeast. Please welcome Randall Williams.
Here come old Flat Top, he come grooving up slowly. He got Juju Eyeball, he won Holy Roller. He got hair down below his knee. Hard to see. Well, he wear no shoe shine. He got toe jam football. He got monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He says, "I know you, and you know." Sing with us.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together right now.
Production. He got Ono's sideboard. He got Walrus gumboot. He won Spinal Cracker. He got feet down below his knees. Hold him in his armchair and feel his disease. Say, hey, come together right now. Thank you. he got early warning, he got mojo filter, he wants spinal cracker, he say, one and one and one is three. Got to be good looking, cause he's so hard to see, say, once again.
Puts the funk in folk. That was smoking. This is the perfect time for us to, as one, give a thunderous thanks to the Falcon Ridge House Band. What an amazing, amazing band. I think we need to hear a little bit more of Jim Henry on the guitar, right? Do you guys agree? Let's welcome back Jim and a woman who really defines the term Falcon Ridge favorite, Tracy Grammer.
Thanks, Steve. Well, I'm so glad that there's two classical nerds up here. I'm so happy. Yeah, classical nerds unite. CNU, we need teachers. Okay, feedback, hold on. So we're going to play a song that was not written by the Beatles, but was sung by them. And it's a song that I learned in orchestra when I was in ninth grade. Learned the violin part, and then we got hired to go play at nursing homes. And I think we each got $10 or something, first paying gig there. But it's true, my friends, it's true. Sing along if you know it. I don't know, there's something about this song. Something about this song seems right for this hillside.
There were bells on the hill, but I never
heard. Oh, sorry, a little lower than I thought.
Take two.
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all until there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them.
time to tell.
Tracy Grammer and Jim Henry. That's just a little preview of next year's Broadway sing-along. Hey, who knows? That might work.
There's no business like show business.
That's from The Music Man, right? Meredith Willson? Excellent. I'm going to do another song for The Music Man right now. Anybody know 76 trombones? No, wait a minute. Wrong. We're going to send this one out. You guys were so generous in thanking the house band. Now, can you please do an even bigger applause for all of the volunteers who make this possible? We're lucky enough to have a beautiful day today, but I want to tell you, they went through some horrendous weather earlier this week to get this place ready for all of us to come here and party. So we're going to send this song out to them. John Lennon song.
Hey, big hand for our signer today, Jody. She's fab.
A fab signer. Once again, don't forget sunblock and water. And Narissa is still hanging in there, and there's still only one of her. So please welcome back the Neils version 2.5.
We're going back to High Noon. We kind of have been spending a lot of time around High Noon, it seems.
And male vocals, everybody play. It's in.
If you Everybody's invited.
Imagine being a full-term baby in the womb and you're hearing this going on. The baby's going to come out singing, "Lovely Rita." Wow. What if you learned to speak only from Beatles songs? That's an idea right there.
Couldn't get much worse.
I think this is the perfect moment. The sun is starting to get more gentle
now. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
It's a perfect moment once again for Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovians, Circus of Dream.
Could you guys, could you do me a favor? Could everybody go? Yeah, okay. So when you catch on to what that's for, just join right in, okay? One, two, three.
Favorite book was Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. And he always, since he was a kid, had a kind of a surrealistic bent to his writing. The first time it came out in the Beatles was this very next song, performed for you by Joe Crookston.
This is where the Beatles started getting weird.
Thank you. She wants it.
Yeah.
She showed me her room. Isn't it good, Norwegian? She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere.
To these cool versions, the thought keeps going through my head that I really think the original guys who wrote these songs would dig these versions because they're really, really cool. Please welcome a guy who not only is a great songwriter and solo performer, but does something that really, really is cool and expands his whole thing way beyond that. That is, he's willing to jam with anybody and everybody, and it's because he's such a good musician. Please welcome back Anthony DaCosta.
How are you doing so far?
Looking through you, where did you go? I thought I knew you, what did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you, you're not the same. Your lips are moving, I cannot hear. Your voice is soothing, but the words aren't clear. You don't sound different, I've learned. again. I'm looking through you, you're not the same. Treat me right. Love has a nasty habit of disappearing overnight. You're thinking of me the same old way. You were above me, but not today. The only difference is you're up there. I'm looking through you and you're nowhere. Oh, why, tell me why, can you not treat me right? Love has a nasty habit of disappearing through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What the hell did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you, you're not the same. I'm looking through you, girl, you're not the same. I'm looking through you. I'm looking through you, you're not the same. I'm looking through you, you're not the same. I'm looking through you.
Soulful stylings of Anthony DaCosta. I got a MySpace comment from a guy in Italy the other day, and he said, peace and love to you and all who rock with you. So I extend that same message to all of you. And prepare to rock once more with Randall Williams. Rocking a laid-back way.
Lindsay says I should mention our show tomorrow. Most Wanted Showcase, Saturday, 1 o'clock. We've gotten in this habit of mentioning our gigs. We had this 28-day thing, and it was always somebody's responsibility to mention the next couple of gigs. So anyway, tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the main stage, if you're not doing anything. Yourself in a boat on a river, tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Taking some liberties here. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. climb in the back with your head in the clouds, and you're gone, you're gone. Picture yourself in a train, in a station, with plasticine quarters and looking glass tiles. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with time.
In case this hadn't already occurred to you, let me remind you that the Falcon Ridge House Band hasn't rehearsed any of these songs and doesn't even know what songs we're going to play. All of that beautiful impressionistic stuff just happens spontaneously. They really are, they're the best. Absolutely. Let's segue right into one more time, Tracy Grammer and Jim Henry.
Well, while you're busy clapping, how about a hand for our host tonight, Mr. Pete Kennedy. We call him Professor Pete. We're gonna sit for this one because I got too nervous standing up last time. I don't wanna be nervous, I wanna be good.
Look at all the lonely people.
Your chance to sing. Everybody stand up. We're going to do some singing and dancing all together, and all you guys too.
Everybody on stage is going to play all this stuff together.
One, two, three, of D.
Thank you.
Beatles for the great music.